When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
On the radio from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. The podcast, you could hear what you missed because it's the same thing as the radio show.
Well, we got word of this story late last week, and we were going to talk to the Riverside County District Attorney, Mike Hestron, but instead, we're going to go better and deeper into the story. We're going to talk to the actual victim involved in the possibility of her attacker's parole. A man by the name of Cody Woodson Klemp, 67 years old. He's from Moreno Valley. He was granted parole earlier this month by the State Parole Board. It is California's elderly parole program. Prisoners 50 or older
50.
Are eligible for parole hearings if they serve 20 continuous years of their sentence. Then they have to determine whether or not they're suitable for release. Prior to 2021, the elderly parole program enacted in 2018 was parole review for inmates 60 or older who have served 25 years. So they lowered it in 2021 to 50 or older with 20 continuous years served of their sentence. This man has served 29 years, but he got a 170-year sentence from the judge in 1994. It is a terrible and horrendous story, and not only did he sexually assault our guest numerous times, but he was already a convicted rapist, found guilty of rape in 1976 and attempted rape in 1991. This case we're talking about, a jury convicted him in June of 1994 of 40 felony counts, all of them horrific. And the woman that suffered most of this abuse is willing to talk to us, but she's going to remain anonymous.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome. I know this is obviously extremely difficult to talk about, but it's really important. Cody Klemp is the name, and he was related to you.
Yes, he was my uncle by marriage.
And apparently you were put in his care?
Yeah, the Department of Child and Protective Services, ironically enough, placed me in his care at 14 when I was a ward of the court, and I lived with him during that time. They did not do a background check. Had they had done a background check, they would have known that he was actually twice convicted of rape, and then he had two attempted rapes, and then obviously he raped me as a child multiple times.
So the government placed you with your uncle, even though he has a long rape history. And what happened with your original mother and father? Why did they have to place you with him?
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail about that. I just kind of want to keep the focus on, this rape.
But it's clear from what we're reading it, you had a tough life before this.
I did. Yeah, I really did.
Well, can you describe what was happening? You're 14. What's he doing to you?
Yeah, so I, you know, I suffered rape, I mean, at his hand for almost a year. And it was brutal. I would wake up to him kicking the bed and he would kick the bed and, you know, say, wake up with the N word. He would sneak into my room, and they weren't, you know, as if molest wasn't enough. They were attacks. He attacked me multiple times. So he was playing out his rape fantasies with a child. And like I said, that happened at any given opportunity that he had for about a year.
A year. Was there anybody else in the household?
Yeah, his wife and some children, and he was very abusive to them at the time.
His wife and children? So they all knew about this going on? And
well, he was abusing them, too.
No. Yeah, he was abusing them, too. They don't. I believe that my aunt did not know what was going on at the time, because he did a really good job making her think that he hated me in front of, he was very manipulative in front of people. He would call me all kinds of names. He was very abusive to me, emotionally, but behind, you know, closed doors or any opportunity that he had alone with me, then that's when he was abusing me. And so, and the others were children, you know, my cousins were children, and they were being, physically abused by him.
This is happening in 1990. He already was found guilty of rape in 1976, attempted rape in 1981. He spends 3 years in a state hospital as a mentally disordered sex offender. Do you know why he was released after those rapes?
I have no idea. I was a child at that time. But if you think about it, you know, at that time, Patton was specifically focused on, you know, treating these sex offenders with groups and, you know, weekly therapy. The intention was 3 years of rehabilitation every day. And he got out, and he was, like I said, he's manipulative. He got out, and he committed a worse crime, which has happened every single time he gets out of prison. So he got out, he commits a worse crime, because now he's abusing children, myself. And I have no idea why they let him out. The bigger question is why, with me, he was not deemed a sexually violent predator. Because had he had been, he would not have been eligible for this. So,
well, you would think 170 years in prison would keep him from being eligible for anything. But I guess this new elderly parole, it doesn't matter what your sentence is?
It doesn't matter what your sentence is unless you kill a peace officer. And I think there's one other thing. I'm not exactly sure, but I know for sure it's killing a peace officer. But yeah, you could essentially rape a baby, a newborn. You could rape a newborn child. And once you have served 20 years of that sentence at age 50, you're eligible for parole.
50.
As long as you're old and you say you're sick.
50 is not elderly. It's not even close to being elderly.
That's right. That's right. And yeah.
What? And so this is a parole board. I mean, how many people voted on his release?
So this was a two-panel parole board, and there was one person who was quote unquote observing. And to be honest, we thought for sure his speech, let's call it, you know, his speech would keep him in. The parole board poked holes in his legitimacy, and it looked for sure like he was going to stay in. But what the parole board came back and said, they excused him, and they said this was going to be a grant for parole based on the law. And as you can imagine, my whole entire life was it's unreal. And not just for me, but for others. But yeah, that was the sense that they had to do it. It was, you know, they were appointed by Newsom.
Then why did they even have a hearing? Well, exactly. I don't understand. They had to do it. That can't possibly.
That's what he said. Let me tell you what's worse. He went up for parole in 2019, and on my the transcript of the hearing, the commissioners told him exactly what to say to say and do in the next hearing. So let me walk you through it. He's sentenced to 170 years in prison. He gets his status. He requests parole under the elderly provision. He goes up to the board. He sits at the board. He finds out that his static 99R, which is a report that evaluates his quote unquote risks, it's a risk assessment to other to people, that he gets a high score. So what he does is he stipulates that he'll do 5 more years before he comes back up to the board because he has work to do. He was going to stay in anyway. So the stipulation was ridiculous. It was manipulative. So he sits through the hearing, and in the hearing, they line for line tell him exactly what they need him to do. We need you to say this. We need you to do this. We need you to write a book report. We need you to go through. We need to stop blaming the victim. Now, remember, he had served 26 years in prison and had never once did anything to be rehabilitated.
So the whole thing's a farce to empty the prisons. It's a complete joke here.
Can you hold on for us? Can you please hold on for another segment?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Our guest is anonymous, so we don't know her first name or her last name, but she was sexually assaulted, viciously raped over a period of a year by a man she was put into his custody. It turns out it was her uncle. His name is Cody Woodson Klemp. He was already a convicted rapist when he took in her, and she was then 14 years old. He is eligible for parole, and apparently he's jumped the first hurdle to be released from prison, even though he got a 170-year sentence from a judge in 1994. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We continue with our
anonymous guest.
Yes, she is the
niece. Was the victim of severe sexual abuse and torture, psychological abuse and torture at the hands of an uncle. She was placed in his care when she was 14. This went on for a year. This guy was already a convicted rapist, and I love this because they still placed her in his home. An administrator for the LA County Department of Children's Services said, at the time, it followed similar procedures for background checks, but only since 1991. Prior to that time, prospective guardians were simply asked if they had criminal backgrounds. So that's why they didn't know he was a rapist. They just ask you, oh, of course not, I don't have a criminal background.
And nobody had any curiosity. He didn't volunteer that he was a rapist, huh?
So she was placed in his care in 1990.
Wow.
And it was horrific. The reason we're talking about this story is that this evil could be released from prison. And we're getting the firsthand account. His name is Cody Woodson Klemp of Moreno Valley. It's this elderly parole program because he's 67 and he has served 29 years of a 147-year sentence. He's passed the first hurdle towards release, and might be Gavin Newsom could be the only thing blocking the way. So let's bring our guest back on and talk more about this.
We're trying to get her back on the air.
Oh,
did we get disconnected? She dropped out.
She said, what I want to ask her too about, she really doesn't want this man in the public because she thinks he'll do this again, but she's also a little concerned for her own life. Because obviously, if you're the one fighting for this man's release and he's a psychological wacko, this could be trouble.
I mean, she's got physical and psychological scars to this day. It looks like she had to go.
She did have to go. Okay.
Yeah,
we can read some of what she said in one of her interviews. And by the way, I didn't get to this part of the story. This ended because she ran away at age 14. She ended up in a group home. She eventually reported the abuse to a counselor who then reported it to police. The only reason the abuse stopped was because I had the guts to run away. I had no money. I had nowhere to go. And yet anything I faced in the streets would have been better than I was facing at home. Reminds me of, what was that? That Turpin family. Remember them? The father and mother that were abusing all those kids. And one of them finally broke away and ran and got help and got them all arrested.
She didn't want to talk about it on the air, but she did tell details of her life before.
Oh, before she got sent to this guy's home.
Yeah. And her mother was disabled. And she had at least a dozen other children, All of them were adopted out to foster homes or families, developmentally disabled. I don't know exactly what condition, but to have 12 children all sent to foster homes. And at age three, another uncle of our guests beat her mother's toddler son to death in front of her. And that's how our guest wound up in the foster care system for the next 5 years. Then she was placed in the custody of her father and aunt in Long Beach. Her father was an inattentive philanderer who neither had parenting skills or the selflessness to raise her. My dad said he didn't want me anymore. And from age eight, she was placed in Klemp's care, and she was going in and out of the child welfare system. She was in a children's home, a ward of the court, and eventually Klemp and his wife agreed to take her in. Social services. Hmm.
And again, the only thing they did was ask him, do you have a criminal record? Oh, no. But he was already a convicted rapist.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. There's been a problem, except for the brief period after the three strikes legislation was passed in the 1990s. California has had a horrific problem in letting the worst murderers, rapists, whack jobs out of prison too early. And then watching them do these repeat crimes and just gruesome, vicious stuff. I don't know what's wrong with the people of this state going back generations that they elect a series of moronic legislators and idiot governors. And we keep ending up in the same place. And this doesn't happen in a lot of other states. In most other states, you would never have this situation. You would not have a guy coming out after 29 years of a 170-year sentence. That just simply wouldn't exist.
During a November 8th parole suitability hearing, one of the commissioners, and this is according to our guest and her husband, asked Klemp if he did in fact threaten to kill the victim prior to his 1994 conviction, and he said yes. He wanted to kill her.
So how is this not, I mean, this is a story out of the San Jose Mercury News. How is this not what the court, just the information in this story is enough to keep him in prison till he dies.
Exactly.
But you could see the fanaticism of the people in the prison system now is there is no story heinous enough to keep
and remember the
behind.
Mantra they keep telling us. These are non-serious, non-violent offenders.
Well, they're
just
liars.
Calm down. Of course they're liars.
They have all these.
So they rejigger this elderly parole thing down to 50 years old.
I didn't know it was 50. I thought every other reference
I didn't know they rejiggered
60.
It in 2021 to get it down to 50.
Well, why?
I remember it's 60, yes.
Which is really bad. It's about their physical condition. It's about that. Well, they should just not be let out. You end up getting lost in the weeds debating minor points. The truth is, you do this kind of vicious raping for a whole year against your blood relative. You really ought to be killed.
Well,
you really ought
the
to
end
be
of
shot
the story here has a way you can respond. The DA's office in Riverside County put out a press release. Anyone opposed to Klemp's release can contact the parole people at. Or Newsom, actually, 916-445-2841. That's 916-445-2841. Or you can contact Newsom at 1021 O Street, Suite 9000 in Sacramento. Because if Newsom truly is running for president, I don't think he'd want this guy released. And what if this guy does go do some serious damage, right? Maybe he'll block this?
He's inconsistent, Newsom is. Sometimes he blocks these things. Sometimes he doesn't. There doesn't seem to be
he doesn't like to let murderers out. That's one thing that Gray Davis was big on, too. Newsom doesn't let too many murderers out. He didn't let RFK's murderer out. But
no, he didn't. Although that Manson girl got out.
Yeah, that's true. She did, yeah. That was like the 50th time, I guess.
Boy, what a disaster the whole system is. And what a disaster just the public is in this state for voting for this stuff, or voting for the legislators who pass this stuff. It's they don't do this anywhere else. They just don't. Nobody would even think of it, let alone put it into law.
All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
One more thing about that woman we had on the last half hour who was raped for a year when she was 14 years old back in 1994. Her uncle is now on the verge of getting released from prison 140 years early.
Already a convicted rapist, but they didn't pick up on that when they placed her in the home.
And one of the key moments was when she was put into the uncle's house by child services because her family situation had fallen apart. And so they put her there, and the uncle was supposed to raise her. Nobody checked that the uncle had two rape convictions in his past. Nobody bothered to do that in government. By coincidence, I'm looking at the New York Times during the commercial break, and they've got a very long story. It says it would take 22 minutes to read. So I'm not reading it. I haven't even started to read it. I just wanted to read the headline. Before nearly 100 random attacks in New York City, the mentally ill homeless people who committed those acts were failed by a system that keeps making the same errors. They didn't treat them properly. They released them when they shouldn't have released them. I'm sure there's you know, 100 different stories as to what happened. And often it is the decisions of these people in government that are inexplicable. Why don't you do a background check to see if a guy has these rape convictions? Why are these parole officials releasing this guy? Why are there 100 random attacks in New York, all released from a mental hospital without the proper treatment? Why do all those inspectors go under the bridge and see the homeless encampment and the flammable materials and the illegal businesses, and nobody does anything? It's the same story no matter what you look at. You have government people who just simply don't do their job. They don't care. These aren't ideological political debates. This is just you get up in the morning, either do your job or you don't. And when you don't do it in certain agencies, it's catastrophic, the consequences.
It was only required at the time that you ask the applicant if they have a criminal record. And he said, no, I'm sure.
Boy, oh boy, these people really lack the slightest bit of imagination. Hey, maybe we should check and see if they have criminal backgrounds, because life could get worse for this poor girl. As bad as it was with the rest of her family, it actually got worse. Nobody thought of that, huh?
All right. Well, if you were listening last hour, we talked about some attacking monkeys in India, including one that apparently attacked a little boy and tore out his intestines. Deborah Mark had something to say about that.
Those are very bad monkeys.
Yes.
Well, they are.
And then after the crosstalk led her to announce that she may have to take a day off. You're taking the week off anyway. You told us that this morning. So
okay, well.
That was a fast one.
I need it even more now.
You want to just come on the air tomorrow and say, oh, Deborah's too distraught to return today over the monkey story.
I needed a mental health day.
Now I have a turkey story for you. And I have to say I sympathize. Do either one of you have a guess? And this is a number coming from, obviously, an animal group. So maybe take it with a grain of salt. How many turkeys are killed each year for Thanksgiving in U.S.?
100 million.
100 million, says Eric. All right. John?
I will go with 72 million.
72 million, Deborah Mark.
I'd say 25 million.
Oh, right between you two. 46 million.
46.
That's the approximate number.
She was the closest without going over.
You consider 300 million plus Americans, but not everybody does Thanksgiving, and then you do it by household. So if you do the division, right, 46 million turkeys. I'm reading
by the
from...
way, nobody likes a single one of those turkey dinners.
You are correct. You know, I've been trying the deep fried turkey, which makes it, because they're all dry. My mother made a nice turkey, but it was very dry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as kids, we used to eat the sandwiches for days. We'd slather on mayonnaise. Just to give it some sort of moisture or something like that.
I would only eat the
stuffing.
And
that's what the cranberry sauce is for, right? Till you put a little bit of that.
And gravy.
And the gravy, right. He's right.
No, even in adulthood, I just ate the stuffing. I've been
the fact that turkey's not an everyday food for most people tells you it's not that appealing.
That's right.
Eat chicken.
If it was good, we wouldn't just be eating the turkey on Thanksgiving, right? But how many times do you have a turkey sandwich? Do you make a turkey sandwich at home? Never.
So I'm reading from the president and co-founder of a group, Deborah Moore, called Farm Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they take in turkeys to try to... They would like you to adopt one at their farm sanctuary. But he throws in the other sad thing that's happened to the turkeys besides being slaughtered for Thanksgiving. It's that good old avian flu. And they believe that the number of the birds also had to be put down, more than 60 million since 2022. Due to the fact that, you know, they raise them on these turkey farms and they're all close in together. So once one gets the flu, it can spread quickly unless you put a stop to it and he does use the word culling. Culling refers to the killing of animals before they would have been slaughtered for human consumption. Because bird flu is highly contagious.
Nobody speaks plainly. Why do you have to come up with culling? Culling, I thought, is when you collect something.
That's what you get out of this?
Well, yes, that's an improper word to describe the massacre.
He also says that bird flu has infected people. Human cases have been reported for some time now, have shown a 52% mortality rate. Disease outbreaks in animals, exacerbated by the stress, the overcrowding, and the responsible overuse of antibiotics.
No wonder they taste bad.
About that part, too. This part's kind of gruesome.
They're all stressed out and angry.
Factory-farmed turkeys, which by one estimate account for more than 99% of U.S. farmed turkeys, can't engage in natural behaviors. They have been forced to grow so fast and large that mating is physically impossible.
Oh, no.
So the industry does artificial insemination, which includes... the disturbing and violent practice of milking.
Oh, God.
Milking what?
Milking the toms. The male turkeys are milked for their, you know, John, their sperm.
Oh.
And then they inseminate the hens.
Wait. Somebody goes and...
Yeah, they extract it.
Manipulates the little turkey penis?
They show turkey porn.
This is not funny. This is really sad. And you.
I said I sympathize.
I know
I'm not
you
having
do.
Turkey.
I know. Good, Ken.
Look,
John's not going to have turkey anyway.
I've never had much turkey.
No, John made a big speech a couple weeks ago about they're not doing turkey, right?
No, we haven't done turkey for several years.
Somebody's making a lasagna or something?
We might go out to a restaurant. I'm just not up. Certain holidays I can't get into.
But you're missing the point. Okay, John, you're missing the point.
Again, you're missing the point.
What's the point?
The point is these poor turkeys, they can't even mate. They're treated so awfully, right? And then and you wonder why we have avian bird flu, and then we have to massacre the birds because humans are smushing them together, right? And then so one gets sick, then the other, and so on and so forth.
And if you survive, you get milked against your will.
Just leave the turkeys alone.
The culling. Yeah. Procedure, which is the ventilation shutdown.
Yeah. That
basically
is so
says
cruel.
It's like leaving a dog in a hot car to die on a hot day.
Is that what they do?
Animals die slowly over the course of hours as ventilation to the barn is sealed off and the heat is turned up.
Oh, so they cook them.
Basically, yeah, but they also just die of no air. Right.
The turkey I had today was treated well.
was it tasty?
Yeah, the sales lunch today was great.
Oh. Oh, how do you know the turkey was treated well?
Well, it was treated well by me. I ate it.
Tasted good, though.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was actually pretty moist.
What do you and Deborah Mark talk about off the air, I wonder?
I think we should ban turkeys on Thanksgiving. We should come up with something else, you know, just cranberry sauce. Or
steak.
Or cauliflower.
Pork belly.
Oh, God.
He claims they're actually very smart and very sociable animals.
They are, Ken.
They are smart.
Yeah, they are.
Socially sophisticated, the words this guy used. Socially sophisticated? They have little cocktail parties?
Smart animal doesn't tilt its head up and drown in the rain.
Is that true, though? Is that another...
I don't know, but I like it.
I know you like it, but
fake news.
It might be, because I heard that one, too, when I was a kid, and I guess we all found that funny.
Deborah didn't.
Deborah, you have to learn. He'll hang on to anything. If it's funny, it doesn't matter if it's true or not.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to stay around forever for him to...
I'm interested in amusing myself. That's my only
purpose.
I'm
glad you're amused.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. John Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere. I heard radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, we're going to let Deborah Mark rest for the rest of the week. She will not be doing the news. So there you go. We'll have to just cut back on the animal torture stories.
Save them up, though.
A favorite punching bag. It shows you, you know, times change and some things become irrelevant. For us, years on the show was the United States Postal Service. We have these two stories, which are, I would say, diametrically opposed. We have a guy, and he's in L.A., who's been working for the post office since December 31st, 1955. Think about that. Dwight Eisenhower was president. We still had the Rosa Parks story. The Brooklyn Dodgers won their first and only World Series. That was the year he started. He was just a 20-year-old. He is now 90 years old and still working at the Los Angeles International Service Center, which is a post office processing center. And he says he has no intentions to quit.
Do you realize he's a lot sharper than Biden? And this guy's 92. You could put him in the White House and he'd probably do better.
He probably would make a lot more sense. Although he does admit he's not very good at texting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could imagine the...
That's terrible.
Yes, but he... his coworkers come to him for advice, talk about their careers.
No, see, that's the thing. I see so many debates and polls and articles about Americans think he's too old. It's not age. It's whether you're feeble or not.
Did you see what Trump did today on Biden's birthday?
Issued his...
new medical record showing he's lost weight and he's been fit as ever.
Right.
77.
Yeah. Well, it isn't age. It's your condition. Biden is a bad, deteriorated state. This guy, this postal worker... guy's 92 and he's going strong.
Yeah, we have seen, obviously, from when he was vice president to when he ran against in 2020 against Trump, changes. But the last 3 years since he's been president, really rough ones for Biden, at late 70s and now 81 years old.
And it doesn't go backwards. You know, this whole...
No, you can't reclaim it.
This whole debate about reelecting him, as obviously you don't reelect him. He's spent. This gets progressively worse.
Newsom. No.
This postal worker guy is John's hero, though. He's working until he's going to die, basically.
Yeah,
that's right. There you go. That's right. That's the idea. Now, on the other side of the coin, and I just couldn't get over this number, there's been a U.S. postal worker who's been indicted with a group of people in stealing $24 million in checks That is okay. A windfall.
Now we're talking about, you know, that stuff goes on at my post office. I'm convinced of it. We lost so many checks that never arrived.
You gotta stop using old paper checks.
Well, we've tried.
In fact, I put, I think it was a check in the mail a couple weeks ago in the mailbox near me. I didn't go to the post office. I just, and they had like this big notice on it and the slot got really tiny. That, yeah, there are people that are getting in there.
Yeah, well.
It's taking the checks that you're mailing out.
I strongly suspect our local postal workers, where we go, are...
You said your wife didn't trust paying, like, online.
Well, she's gotten used to it.
She's come around to it?
Yeah, but it's been a whole thing.
The three people indicted stole more than $24 million, including more than $12 million in stolen checks that were posted for sale online. You can do that, huh? Mm. And $8 million in checks from the U.S. Treasury.
We got one of those checks back. There was some investigation done, and somebody had whited out some of the information.
Yeah, that's what they have to do. You have to alter it.
Yeah, they altered the checks. But
nobody should cash a check that's got whited out on it. How dumb is that?
I'd use the term whited out. I don't know exactly what they did.
There's some better method they have, right?
Right.
I bet you it fools mobile deposit.
Oh, yeah, right.
It could. But those checks don't clear right away. They have to still undergo. Do they undergo some kind of...
On the Nextdoor app, my post office is notorious. A lot of the neighbors have complained about their checks disappearing. Either the ones that were mailed to them or the ones that they mailed out. So there's some kind of criminal gang...
It's a big business. That's what apparently people have been
finding
ways to get into the mailboxes and suck out all the checks that people are mailing in to pay bills, and they just alter them and use them. So.
Nothing more horrifying than going into my post office. Oh, my
God. So much crime now.
I know. So anyway, good for the 92-year-old guy.
In fact, there was helicopters circling over my home yesterday for 2 hours. Finally found out they were looking for a home invader guy. And apparently they caught him. But he was running around in the backyards of the neighborhoods, and they were chasing him with the helicopters.
Yeah, I was at a shopping center the other day, and there were helicopters for an hour buzzing.
Usually
nearby.
That means they're trying to track somebody on the street.
And
right?
I wondered if there was like a smash and grab going on somewhere else in the mall. Yeah. Conway's here.
Hey, now, when there's helicopters above my house, I go out, usually buzzed, but I do that sort of Eastern European song, helicopter, helicopter.
You do that, huh?
Sometimes I do that. Yeah. Neighbors love it. Neighbors keep the kids away.
Your clothes, I hope.
You must be.
Oh yeah.
You must be a riot to live next door to.
I'm an acquired taste. Hey, now when you guys came out here from New Jersey or Pennsylvania or New York, I don't know what your last stop was before you came out here. New Jersey.
Jersey.
Okay. Yes. Is this town better now than it was when you came out here?
No.
It's worse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got here. They were still reeling over the riots of 1992, so things were a little tense here, I have to say.
But can you imagine?
But what do you mean by that? No, there wasn't that many homeless people or crime that I can remember, except there was big gang crime for a couple of years.
Okay, here's my point. Okay. There is no John and Ken in San Francisco. That doesn't exist.
No.
It doesn't. We have you guys here in L.A., and this place would be like San Francisco if it wasn't for you two. Oh. That's the point. That's the point.
I'll embrace the point.
The 90s were pretty good in L.A. once Reardon took over.
70s were good except for murder.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you weren't one of the victims.
If you weren't murdered, you did okay. But it was a lot of fun. Growing up here in the
70s. We'll take all the credit for it.
You don't like the 2020s. Is that what you're saying?
Nah, it's tough. It's tough, man. You know what? Looking at the Kings roster, the Lakers roster, Rams, or Dodgers, about 90% of those people that play on these teams were not born before 9/11. They weren't. No. You know, a lot of them are in their 20s. Like LeBron James was 10.
Yeah.
Dowdy was 6, you know, the guy plays for the Kings.
Yeah. Right.
Jonathan Quick used to play for the Kings. He was 4. I mean, six. And it's weird to think back that we all have such a fresh memory of what happened on 9/11, and this generation of athletes don't remember it.
The whole generation wasn't here. Yeah.
All they know is what we've told them. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're telling them enough because they're getting squirrely with this Osama bin Laden letter.
Oh, yeah. That thing. Wow.
Yeah, we've got to remind them that this was a pretty hairy time.
Yeah, when a generation dies off, it's like that's why all this stuff is coming back against the Jews, because the whole generation experienced the Holocaust, just about the entire generation is dead now.
It's happening again.
Yeah. So
this is how it started.
Yeah.
Think about this in just a couple of days, 60 years since JFK was assassinated.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the 23rd, right? Or 22nd or 23rd? I think 23rd.
The 22nd of November, 1963. Yeah.
Yeah. I was 5 weeks old and my mom was very depressed.
You
remember
that I was born.
Oh, ding dong.
Ding dong.
You got anything on the show?
Not really.
Okay. No, but it's going to be great.
It's not going to be that great.
Okay.
It's really not.
Things could change.
No, I'd look around. I'd flip around.
I'd look around. There's always our podcast.
That's right. If you haven't heard.
Crank the podcast up or flip around.
And there's Christmas music.
3 hours we had.
Christmas music. Flip around. It's not going to go good today.
Right.
No good.
Great. Well, there's always tomorrow. Always tomorrow. All right, Conway next. Yeah, and he's got nothing going. And Andrew Caravella has the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.